Rashi says, very famous Rashi, Rashi the Ramban, they say that there were three things that Yaakov Avinu did before he came to Esav. There were three things, and these are the three things. This is the Maisa of his Simin Labanim. One was, of course, Tefillah. Right? One was, of course, that's how he was Mechen for the Mechama with Tefillah. One was, of course, that he gave a Doiran. He gave a Matana. And one was the Mechama. It got the Lashon of the Ramban. The Ramban says, what does it mean, Mechama? The Zot Ramban, Mechama doesn't mean fight. The Lashon of the Ramban is, Mechama shall have Salah. Just to make sure that they didn't get by. Sifse Chaim writes in Chanukah, he says, why is it called Chanukah? He says, because that's the Iker by Yidden, is that we're not trying to make wars, we're not trying to win the war, we're just trying to get by. That we should be able to go back to the base medrash and sit and learn Chanukah. Okay, so that's Milchama Shalat Salah. We have to protect ourselves to make sure that we don't get destroyed. Okay, that's one pshat. Then he gave a doiren, a famous story with the Chavetz Chaim. They came to the Chavetz Chaim and told him that there was a certain Russia that wanted to be Megarish all the Yidden. So the Chavetz Chaim took out the Ramban al Torah and he said, Did you daven? Said Avada we daven. He said, no, did you make a situation for Hatzalah? Hatzalah said, yeah, we're set up in the next shtot. If we have to run, we'll run. Right? He says, and what about a Doiran? What about the Matana? Did you give the Doiran? He said, the Doiran said, we offered a bribe, but it didn't go. He said, No. It says Vayiftsar boy. The Lashon in the Torah says Vayitzar boy. He pushed him to take it. Vayitzar boy. Says, did you remafsir? Did you beg him to take it? Did you beg him to take the bribe? Said no. So they went back and they begged him to take the bribe. And kachave, they were saved. You have to beg him to take the bribe. Okay. But the third thing is tefillah. Tefillah. No. So tefillah, the Ramban says, everyone knows, the Rambam Bremis writes that tefillah is deraisa. Of the Bechol of Avdam is it in deraisa. That's a sheet of the Rambam. The Ramban says tefillah is not deraisa. Tefillah is not deraisa. And the Ramban says he's mistapik. Maybe based tzara, maybe when there's a situation that requires the Rebbeinu Shloim's help, so then maybe tefillah is deraisa. Rav Moshe Zichrono Levracha in a tshuva chelik beis and simcha chav hei chav zayin over there. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. I think it was written over there to the Agudah. The Agudah had a shaila that they wanted to know. There was a whole question in the public schools if they should institute in public schools, the mandatory prayer or optional prayer. I don't remember what it was exactly. Mandatory prayer, etc. So the question was, what should be the Agudah's stance on this? The Agudah had to have a stance on this. I mean, we also have to maybe worry. They're davening to the mamzer, whatever. That was the whole shaila went through. But Moshe writes to that tshuva, phenomenal thing. That's a phenomenal thing. And Moshe says that there's no shaila in the world that tefillah be'eis tzara is deraisa. Right? He says, what's this? How could it be? Moshe says, because a person that comes to the realization that whatever he needs, so what does he do? As a reaction, he asks the one that can give it to him. So Moshe says, a phenomenal thing. He says, and not only that, and a person that receives something, his natural reaction has to be to thank that one that gave it to him. So says Rav Moshe that tefillah is an extension b'shur b'vaday of emunah. And says Rav Moshe, a tremendous chiddush, he says, therefore goyim are also mechuyev to believe in Hashem. A goy is also mechuyev to believe that the world came from a bank, chas v'chalila. A person is, of course, mechuyev to believe that there's a din, there's a dayim, and there's somebody who created this world. Memelas of Rav Moshe, that's mechayev him in certain matzavim, if he needs Rav Moshe to cry out to the Father, to cry out to the one that can give it to him. And says Rav Moshe the opposite too. That's mechayev him in the situation of where he has a karsa toif to thank the one that gave it to him. And Rav Moshe goes on, he said, therefore you see that even for a goy, there's a chiyuv davening. He says, what's the pshat in the Ramban? The Ramban's not sure. He says, no, the Ramban just means, is there a separate mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah of lavdoi to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, to scream to the Rebbeinu Shalom beis tzara? But avad is no shaila in the world that there's a chi of deraisa of tefillah beis tzara. Okay, so I think it's kedai to talk a little bit about tefillah. So I'm going to try to focus on things that, what we always try to do over here. Right? To try to focus on certain things that maybe not so popular, maybe not so known, right? Certain misconceptions, certain misnomers, certain statements that get thrown around a little bit too easily, right? So we'll try. That's what we do. We like to have fun over here, right? So we'll go Keseder. Right? I'm going to start with, the first tefillah. We'll start with, the first tefillah of every day is Ma'ariv. Right? First tefillah of Ma'ariv. Right? So I want to just show you a few scenarios. Now, the few of the things I'm going to say are big, big chedushim. The only thing is they're mefurish in Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch and Shas and Poiskim. But they're big chedushim. They're big chedushim. They're things that a lot of us, we wouldn't, I'll give you an example. Yeah. When does Ma'ariv start? Let's see. No, when does Meir start? No, does it Hurachum? No. Nah, come on. We're dicker kitchmiz during Hurachum. Doesn't it? Right? When does it start? What? When does it start? When does it start? So I'll show you when it starts. I'll prove to you when it starts. Right? Baruch es Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
Yes. What?
Really?
Yeah. Ah, that's what happened. Right?
What happened over here? What just happened over here? Or another scenario: there's 12 guys standing by the door, just wants to get baruch. Right? You know that way, the way it looks like this, right? Like that, and then boom to the bathroom. Right? And then it comes. So says the Mishabura, Mary Dikachidish. Zak the Mishabura, the Mary Dikachidish. The worst time to do a hefsik, like remind us of until to die, right? The worst time to do a hefsik, the worst time is after Baruch Hu Es Hashem Avarach. That's the worst hefsik in this planet. And we don't even allow you at that point to say Amen. You know, we allow you to say an Amen to Men Yesh Me Rabba, maybe to Yiskadal Yiskadash, we let you say an Amen. But that's what's called in Halacha, Emtsa HaPerek. It's not even Bein HaBrokim. That's the worst hefsik in the world. That means, look, this is a Chiddush. It's a chiddush. Why I say it's a chiddush? Maybe you see when people, they don't know it so well. But this is the chiddush. The chiddush is that, let's say you have to go to the bathroom. So I'm going to tell you a few chiddushim now. The halacha is you have to be making yourself for davening, which is mechayiv you taket to go to the bathroom before davening, right? But there's a stress on you mechayiv to go to the bathroom before davening. Right? Once you said baruch Hashem Hashem baruch, it can't be because you're not allowed to have answered baruch if you have to go to the bathroom. So how's he standing by the door? He says, I'm going to miss the baruchu, right? What should you have done? You should have 5 minutes earlier have gone to the bathroom. And the baruchu says, no, but I was in the middle of a sugya. Right? That's a sugya. So he tells you, Meri Dikazach, Reuven, in last week's parsha, was Mechadish Tshuva. Meri Dikazach, he was Mechadish Tshuva. Right? And the Chazal talk about that. That's why he was Zoycha, to have an Einikol, Hashaya, Tshuva Hashem, Tshuva Yisrael, Hashem Alekecha. Does anybody have a kasha? Was Reuven the one who was Mechadish Tshuva?
Before the world.
You know, Tshuva was before the world. Kayin said did Tshuva. Adam Arishan did Tshuva. Lots of people. The Zaydis did Tshuva. Everyone did Tshuva. No. So what was Mechadish Reuven? So I once heard from a Barzel. They said, when the Roshiva, I think in Mir Brachfield, he said, Merdekavard. He said, Reuven was Mechadish Tshuva on a mitzvah. Reuven, what did Reuven do? He was standing up for his mother's rights. Right? My mother should be as I be one of the shivches. He's standing up for his mother's rights. He was doing something which was talking about Zayin. He was doing the Shem Shabbai. He was doing the right thing. And when a person does the right thing, it's much harder to tell him he's doing something wrong. Because I'm doing the right thing. No. So Mela Reuven was Mechadish that even on a mitzvah, a person has to recheshbin that maybe Taka is not doing a mitzvah at the right time. You understand? Maybe he's not doing mitzvah at the right time. Maybe right now you're not supposed to be tovei your mother. Maybe Yaakov Avinu knows a little better than you. So he was mechadish tshuva on a mitzvah. So gevaldike word. So gevaldike, a very strong word. So that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that if Ma'ariv, what time's Ma'ariv over here? Is there Ma'ariv? Oh, Ma'ariv's a shush. One sec, we'll get to that. What? 8:25. So this guy's got a chavrusa. Of course, that's what we're talking about. He's got a chavrusa or mincha. He's got a chavrusa at 8:00. You know, so he says, no, I can learn till 8:24 in 38 seconds. Right? But that's a vada mistake. That's a vada mistake. The tefillah is a part of his day, and he has to be making himself before davening. He's not allowed to answer Baruch Hashem and Varechel at that point. Ad kidikach, if he answered Baruch Hashem and Varechel, which he did wrong, he shouldn't have, because now he started Ma'ariv. So what are you going to say? No, but I know the secret. There's a Baruch Hu after Ma'ariv. Baruch Hashem for Nesach Svar, right? Baruch Hashem for... Well, that's why... But that doesn't work. Because if you're coming to daven this tefillah, so if you missed it, Avad Yisrael Mechad Baruch Hu after. But if you're coming to daven, so then we consider the Baruch Hu connected to... I mean, that's how it's supposed to be anyway, obviously. But if you're coming now to daven, says the Mishavura, so then the Baruch Hu is connected to the Baruch. It's Merit Gechidish, right? That's why it's in the Siddur like that. The Baruch Hu is connected to the Baruch HaTel Hashem, and Memela, you stopped in the middle of Emtsa Brakim. And now there's a whole Shaila. Let's say you did it, which you shouldn't have done. So now are you allowed to say Asher Yotzer at this point? So Betsim, you're not allowed to say Asher Yotzer Emtsa Brakim. But the guy says, yeah, but I'm going to forget. I'm going to have to go to the bathroom again, and whatever. It's combination. It's not geschmack. It could be, you know, that if the person comes and tells me I'm going to forget, am I allowed to make Asher Yotzer? Maybe I would make it. Let him make Asher Yotzer. But it's a zikr b'di'evit. It's a title of b'di'evit. He shouldn't do that. That's in the Pesukim say he should say Asher Yotzer after, which is also a terrible b'di'evit. You know, it's like having a cookie. You know, make a bracha, 30 minutes later, eat the cookies. Like Ashi Yotza is the same thing. The Hanah of Ashi Yotza is quite a big Hanah. Lo Yaleinu, but if you wouldn't be able, then you would understand what I'm saying very well. That's about a tremendous Hanah. That's about something that a person has to give the Ribbono Shel Olam the praise for at its proper time. So that's Chiddush number one. Okay.
When a person, the maize is stuck.
Stuck? You want to hear Adkidei Kach how mean Kallus is? He's stuck? So then don't say Baruch Hashem and Baruch. Go to the bathroom.
Why? No. Let's say he could talk. He could hold it.
He can halt it.
Or he's mapping. He's mapping the waters.
You see that guy drunk Shmoneh Esrei? Slach on Rabbi Chosam Shosam 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 Shosam
Can the person...
He's not allowed to daven Shmoneh Esrei. If he has to go to bed, if I say, I don't want to talk about this because then you're going to be upset with me. Right? The pays are coming out of the ears already, okay? Right? You don't understand what's going on over here, if I say. I don't even want to say this. But if he has to go to the bathroom, I'm afraid to say this over here, but if he has to go to the bathroom and he knows he has to go to the bathroom before Shmoneh Esrei, he knows it. All right, if he started davening his Kol Minei Shailos and whatever, but if he knows he has to go to the bathroom, and I'm talking about, you know, for sure if he has to go to the bathroom, right? Big time. If he has to go to the bathroom, he's not Yoytei Shmoneh Esrei. I don't want to say what the Gemara says about his tefillah.
Te'eva.
You said it, right? Tefillah say te'eva. Should I say something as mean as I possibly say it? As mean as I can say it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, again. There are coolers in the case of where...
Hashem spits on his tefillah.
If he davens when he has to go to the bathroom, he just spits on his tefillah. What? From Malshinim, that's right, that's you. I'll be there. You, right? No, it's not pushing this. It's not pushing this. Again, there's a whole sugi over here. When we say, the Paiskim say, if he already started davening, it's not so poshut. If he's already in the middle of davening, and then all of a sudden he comes to Shmoneh Esrei, so then that's a tircha, maybe he's allowed. I'm not getting involved in all these halachas, but one thing is clear. If he knows he has to go to the bathroom before tefillah, he knows, I have to go to the bathroom, I'm not getting involved, 72 minutes, he knows he has to go to the bathroom, he's not allowed to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Does that answer your question, Rabbi Shraka?
But I still want to know in one case.
Which case?
I just want to know, in a case where he chaps now that I'm gonna go run out, whether it's to wash his hands or he has to make a phone call, whatever it might be. He has to call his wife. Can he have das? The chet chidam answering baruch hu ki'ilu I had daven ma'ariv already.
Very schwer.
I'll answer baruch hu mitzad the davish b'kedusha and then walk out.
Very schwer. Very schwer. Very schwer. Very, very sure. Because the tzura of hell, Ma'ariv is supposed to be.
But it should be. No, I know what you're
No, but because of that, so then once you said the Baruch Hashem and Baruch Lalabad,
you can't have das, that's very answering a
very sure. This is not like, you know, this never happened to any of you. I want to explain something, right? Listen closely. There was a person that came to me 2 weeks ago. He's a healthy person. Listen closely. He came to me 2 weeks ago. He was up to the Halalukas, and all of a sudden, he heard Baruch Hu Hashem Hamvoirach. And he answered, Baruch Hashem Hamvoirach. I'm getting to the answer, Rabbi Strachan. Just give me a moment. Right? Okay? And he answered, Baruch Hashem Hamvoirach. He's in the middle of the Halalukas, right? Hallelujah. And it's all of a sudden he gets to hear, it's all of a sudden the Kaddish, is Kadal, is Kadash, made. He's going, oh, mate. Baruch Hashem Hamvoirach, li oilam vayt, Baruch Atah Hashem. Ooh! Now he's got all the Halalukas. And there's Yishtabach crying over there in Naz Yashir. And he came over to me and he asked me, what should he have done? What should he have done? Now, when I explain this shaila in a certain institution, said like, what an idiot, right? What an idiot. He's a healthy person, right? He's a very healthy person. Who can tell me why he's a healthy person? Right, right? Because the normal healthy human being gets the yishtabach with the chazan. Samela, you got it? He gets the yishtabach with the chazan. Samela, normally, what's his normal surah of the last 351 days of this year? The last 350 days of the year. So, he said, Baruch Hashem, I'm Baruch Leilam Ved, Baruch. Right? He's a normal, healthy human being. Mashenke, and a guy, what do you mean? This never happened to me. What are you talking about? Haluka, Baruch. I always go back, Haluka. Right? One time, I accidentally said Baruch, right? No. So, by the way, That lemaisa just, that's a different case. In a case like God, in that case, that's a very serious shaila. Pashas he lost his shtabach. No games. Pashas he lost his shtabach, and he continues straight. But what I'm showing you is, but let's say he would have done the right thing, and in that case he would have answered Baruch Hashem and Baruch Lo'olam Voed. There we could say that since he's in the middle of something, halachically he's in the middle of something. So then I could say the Baruch Hashem and Baruch did not start the upcoming section. But Masha'en Kane, in this case over here, where Be'etzim he's answering Baruch Shem Baruch Lamba, just he and he wants to daven with this minion, and he's starting because this is how davening starts. Then it's very schwer. I think it's a big problem, and he's not allowed to.
I have my phone. I'm on my phone.
Yeah. No, but you're not halachically in something else. Right? It's only when you're halachically connected by a Baruch Shem and Yishtabach that we can say you're in this now. You're not in that now. When I'm on the phone, so then that doesn't mean I'm not in Ma'ariv now. I mean, some people are on the phone straight through Ma'ariv. Right. So, what do you mean? Right. But that's a big problem. It's a big problem. This is a big problem.
You think it's better?
No games.
Think not to answer.
No games. Better to get out of there. Pachad, no? Callus is no games, your boy son. Okay, there was one Rav who was chaylik on me, and he answered that maybe in this case it's better you should answer and say I don't want to be yoytse. But, you know, I held mine. Okay. That's number one. But the idea, one thing is clear. The Asher Yotzeh case, there's no shaila in the Paiske. The case of speaking afterward is no shaila. After Baruch Hashem, I'm voyet le'el, I'm voyet, davening starts, Meyer has started, you are forbidden to talk. Good?
Good.
V'rachum is for, you know, to warn the guys, I guess. Right? V'rachum, yechaper. You know, it's difficult. Right? You know, the guy says, Baruch Hashem, you always see this, Baruch Hashem, I'm very chloed on bed, Baruch Hashem, right? That's no good. You started, it's like in the middle, imagine a guy said, Baruch Hashem, I'm very chloed on bed, and he starts saying, you know, Hashem, it's good. Okay, clear? Let's go back there. Now, I got a shout like this. A shout like this. Us? In which case? Get out of here. Go to the bathroom. Right? There's no games. Go to the bathroom, come out, and that's it. Malasat. It's not a game. You should have gone to the bathroom before. But that's.
What's the
barcode at the end of the Maariv? Well, no. If I did the barcode at the end of the Maariv, you have to say, but if you're using the barcode at the beginning, so then that connects to the barach. Right? You know, that's as I get. I wasn't really kicking you out. I know you're fine. I don't want to start with you. I meant, like, you know.
You see the barcode right before they say the barcode, and there's, like, an Indian to connect the two?
No. No Indian. No Indian. Baisai, let's go back there. Good?
Well, what was the answer to that guy?
Which guy?
The Baruch Ata Hashem guy.
Oh, that guy grabbed it. The halacha is he lost his shtabach. The Maisa, he lost his shtabach. It's very sad. Even though Rabbi Vajja has a tshuva, not like this, but that's the Maisa Yasra Yashiv, and that's the Pashtas. The Pashtas, he lost his shtabach, he lost the halalukas, and you can't say his shtabach in Baruch Shamar after davening. You can say maybe the halalukas, you can say halalukas, they got to talk. But Baruch Shamar and shtabach is a bracha that was niskana for the purpose of Shemayin Esrik and Vur and the Graz, and the Mishavur in three places, it's even Nun Aleph. But Akapanim, the Maisa, after davening, you lost it. Crystal clear? Clear. Now, by the way, let me tell you a shaila. Shaila's like this. There was a fellow who went in for an operation. He went in for an operation on a Friday. Okay? He woke up from the operation on Friday, and this is a phone call that I got 2 years ago. He woke up on the operation on Friday, and he said like this. He said he has mamish, a tremendous hakar satoiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wants to daven. He's alive. So he wants to daven. Okay? Where's the shaila? The shaila is he has absolutely no koyach. He has koyach to daven one tefillah. Zichar can't daven two tefillahs. It's close to kinderlach. He can't daven two tefillahs. No. So what's the shaila? The shaila is that they're about to give him, they gave him already the morphine. Right? Right? And he's got that little button. Have you ever been, right? And he's, you know. Right? So he said, he's about to be out cold for the next 20 hours, right? He's, you know, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kashen, Shabbos Abin Abad, right? Vashen, Meshubachas. He's about to be out cold for the next 20 hours. So he asked me, what should I do? It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Shabbos is going to be asleep until Echleis. He's going to be asleep. Let's say it's a Shabbos like this week, right? Where it's, you know, 4 o'clock is already 4:45. So he said, what he could do is, it was like 3:30, whatever. He could wait till Plaga Mincha, and he could daven now Mincha. That's one choice. He can daven Mincha, right? Or he could be Makabel Shabbos. He'll be Makabel Shabbos, and then he'll daven Ma'ariv. What's better? That was his shaila. He didn't ask the shaila like that. Okay, but I'm bringing out the shaila like that to bring out a point. What would be better in this case? He was asking me a different shaila. He was asking me, Bechlal, he didn't have a havim, you know, this shaila. He was asking me, you know, Bechlal, what's his matzav, how's he supposed to daven, or whatever, because we're getting dressed and this and that. But that's my shaila. What should this yid have done? This yid should daven mincha after plag, right? The mincha of Friday. Or should he be mekabel Shabbos? Now, the reason I brought this case into such an extremity is because we're not going to be able to daven ma'ariv. So now something's going to have to give. The mincha's going to have to give, or the maya's going to have to give. So what would everybody in this room answer? Mincha. Give me 30 reasons why mincha, right? Mincha. What are you talking? Mincha is what? What? Sorry? No, you're not in trouble. What'd you say? You might be in trouble.
I said Makab Shabbos either. You don't have to have Ma'ir Mordechai
in Makab Shabbos. No. But he wants to know. I want to know. Should he be Makab Shabbos and daven Ma'ir instead of Mincha? So you think guys are looking at me like, why is this callous guy the guy that gives us cheer? He knows nothing.
He's
Chai Be'etzim Mincha
now. He's Chai Be'etzim Mincha now. He'll be an Oinus later.
What's your problem? You'll be an Oinus later. Come on, say even more. Say the thing I want to hear.
Mincha gets answered.
Ma'ir Mordechai. You're such a therm. Myers are shush. Even if you say Myers like nowadays a chayva, but come on, it was at least there's a gemara about Myers are shush. There's at least a bunch of bachim walking around saying Myers are shush, right? Sorry.
Ain't
mavir and all mitzvahs. I mean, come on. It's like no shiloh here, right? It's like almost embarrassing that Kallus gives you guys shears. It's embarrassing. You don't have to agree with everything I say. Okay, so I want to tell you my psak. Okay? This is my psak. Yeah, I want to see who's going to fight me on this. Okay? I'm going to tell you that this Jew should daven Ma'ariv. Okay? And not Mincha. Who wants to start? You want to start? Four floors. You want to start? Yeah. I think you should daven Ma'ariv. Huh? No? Lama? Boss? You're a barchu, right? He's davening bechidus. What's he gonna get? 12 nurses and a dozen and a dozen. Huh? No. Why Ma'ariv? So I'm gonna tell you, I'm married to kechidus. Okay? Ma'ariv is takir shos. We hold the halacha nowadays, it's a mekabel aleinu chayva. It's considered a chayva. Okay. Right? Maisa, Abaisai, Ma'ariv on Friday night. This is getting you excited for tonight. You guys probably, Mamish, you can't wait. Tonight is coming. Tonight is Friday night, right? Ma'ariv on Friday night, says Rav Yankiv Emdin in the Mor Uksia. Rav Yankiv Emdin was a heavyweight. A heavyweight in Halacha. There was no one like Rav Yankiv Emdin. Rav Yankiv Emdin says the Mor Uksia that on Ma'ariv on Friday night, Ma'ariv on Friday night is Daraisa. Oh? Ma'ariv Daraisa on Friday night. Why is Ma'ariv Daraisa on Friday night? So first of all, we know already why there's an aspect of Daraisa in the Ma'ariv, because there's a Kiddush in the Ma'ariv. That's the one thing. But he says, no, not only is there a Kiddush in the Ma'ariv, so you yoytze Kiddush with the Ma'ariv, but the whole entire Ma'ariv, because it has a Kiddush in it, becomes a Daraisa on a Friday night. That's his Kiddush. This Kiddush is brought in the Sefer Shar Tshuva, in the Shulchan Aruch, and I think it was So now we got. Let's talk. Is Mincha Daraisa or is Mincha Darabanan? Let's talk. Is Mincha Daraisa or is Mincha Darabanan?
According to Rav Moshe, could be that Karas HaToiv is Daraisa.
Maybe, but that could still be Yotze that Karas HaToiv with that Karas HaToiv I can get with either tefillah.
Because Moit.
I get either tefillah, I'll get that Karas HaToiv. So now let's have fun. Is the Mincha Daraisa Darabanan? So according to the Rambam, tefillah Daraisa, right? Yeah, but that's not true. Because even according to Idavin Shachris, this Jew, right? Idavin Shachris. So since this Jew Davin Shachris, so therefore his zikr was already Yosei, at least, Tvila Daraisa. And according to the Rambam, there's no three Tvilas Daraisa. There's one Tvila Daraisa. So I did Shachris ready. So the Mincha is not Daraisa. And according to the Ramban, it's for sure not Daraisa. Right? Well, because all it is Tvila is not Daraisa. He has to maybe have a Karsa Toiv, according to Ramash, like we said, but he could do that in Ma'ariv too. But the Mincha is not Daraisa. So now I have a choice. I have Ma'ariv Daraisa against the Mincha Daraisa. So who says that you shouldn't dive in the Ma'ariv? So maybe you should be Mekabel Shabbos. Who says he shouldn't be Mekabel Shabbos? And then he would get the Daraisa Ma'ariv, and he would lose out on the Mincha.
He's still Mevatel B'Yadayim.
So what are you going to say? You're going to say like this, but he's Mevatel B'Yadayim. And what's the Lashon in the Paiskim when they say this? What do they say? No? You know, Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs, and Mitzvah Chaviva B'Shaita. But you know, Yesh Lachkor. Yesh Lachkor. Who says, what's the Mitzvah at hand right now? The Mitzvah is to Davin. I'm going to Davin regardless. So I am going to Davin. The question is, which one? Am I going to daven Mincha? Am I going to daven a Ma'ariv? Right? But I'm not being mavir on the mitzvah of davening. You understand? Rabbi say, maybe, what's the mitzvah right now? The mitzvah is to daven. I'm trying to figure out what's more effective davening. Beneficial?
Apropos.
No. What's a more, you know, cost of geld, yeah? What's a more... What's the word in English?
Because the mitzvah, you have a mitzvah deraisa, you could be makai.
I have a mitzvah deraisa of tefillah. Yeah. So I can get the same...
Bus?
First of all, that's not so simple. That's not so simple. But again, we still wouldn't have the deraisa. It's not deraisa because of echul. The more exceeds chiddush is that standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam in that surah's tefillah on a Friday night is deraisa. He doesn't have koyach for two tefillahs. That's not our option. Our option is giving. He's asking me one. So which one? The answer is not by echul. Come again?
Doesn't have to be a Shemoneh Esrei.
Avada does. Avada. That's a Chiddush of the Moraksiyah. That the Ma'ariv, that surah of standing in front of the Bashefer with, you know, my mouth to his ear, the surah of Shemoneh Esrei, like Yushami says in Brachas, that is a deraisa on a Friday night.
And well, Ma'ariv said, threw away a mincha that I was in the zone.
Ooh, you're throwing minchas. I'm not throwing anything.
I was in a zone.
I'm right now.
Mincha.
You're in the zone?
Right?
5 yards. That's not the zone.
For Ma'ariv, I would never have been chai Ma'ariv.
But say that, but which?
I don't know when I in a mincha.
Very good, very good. But we're trying to figure out now which tefillah is the more, you know.
Why should I miss one to get another?
Because we have to dive in one tefillah. We're trying to figure out what costs more. What's worth more?
It's better to miss a mincha.
You're assuming there's something you're missing.
You're in a mincha time.
Again, the second I say it's Shabbos, I didn't throw it away. I established that the David, I'm coming to David.
Either way, it's a mincha under your belt.
Okay, but I say, this is the Shaila. This is the Shaila. Obviously, that was the first side. That's why Mincha come first. But now you're hearing the other side. You're hearing that since Ma'ariv is Daraisa, so therefore, and this Daraisa was a Shaila that afterward, I didn't ask, but was asked afterward in a little bit of a different surah, Travitzak Zilberstein, and he paskined like the Moraksiyah. He paskined the Lochel of Maisa, in this case, he should be Kabbal Ma'ariv. Now, Grada, in the case that Ravitzak Zilberstein paskined, I take it don't agree so much, because in the case that he was paskining was a Shaila of a doctor, that the doctor was going to be on call the entire night. So he had the exact same type of a shayla. Should he accept mincha? Or should he accept, should he daven mincha? Or should he daven ma'ariv? He's trying to daven one. Which one should he do? So he could be makabel Shabbos and daven ma'ariv. Or he could daven the mincha. So if it's a zilbashim baskin in that case, that he should be makabel Shabbos and daven ma'ariv. Granted, in that case, I don't agree. Because in that case, once he's makabel Shabbos, he's going to have to do malachas. He's going to have to do malachas now because he's a doctor. That's the whole point. He was going to be on call in the emergency room the whole entire night. So I would rather this guy accept Shabbos as late as possible because Beregi accepts Shabbos. So now he's on Shabbos doing malacha. So this guy, I would say to him, Davin the Mincha, I'd rather this guy be doing malacha without having to come on to the hefter of Pikuach Nefesh for as long as we can last. Okay, so that's why I disagreed over there. But that's the idea you all see. Okay, there's one last shaila. And once we're in the world of Ma'ariv, there's one last shaila. The shaila is like this. I have this shaila every Thursday night. What's the shaila? The shaila is that everyone knows it's the first Mishnah in Brachas. First Mishnah in Brachas. The Mishnah in Brachas says, on Thursday night, there's a very packed night, but I go from shir to shir to shir. And I have no time for Ma'ariv, except it's not shaykh for me to daven Ma'ariv until about 1:30. So then it's not shaykh. The only way I would be able to daven Ma'ariv is either I can cancel shir, right? Or I can daven b'chidus. I can zikha find 10 minutes to daven by myself, but to have something kavua, the only way, and that's why I go to the coastal and I daven Ma'ariv. No, but the shayla is that the first mission in Brachas, everybody knows, what does it say in the first mission in Brachas? It says that the Rebbeinu Shel the Chazal, they told us these mitzvahs, and you have the whole night. But Chazal said until Chatzos, kidei l'harchik es adam min aveda. No, so Mela, a big shayla over here. My choice is to daven Ma'ariv after Chatzos, or to daven b'chidus ma'ariv. Daven with a minion after chatzais, or to daven b'chidus ma'ariv. So what's better? So it's a very interesting thing. Very interesting thing. In the Shulchan Aruch, we don't have a clear giloy. Was this talking about Kriya Shema, or was it talking about Shemoneh Esrei? Not so clear. Not clear. The Shulchan Aruch, the Stimas Advarim, is mashma. Bein Kriya Shema, bein Shemoneh Esrei, you have to l'chatchila daven before chatzais. That's the Stimas HaDvarim, which is Mashman Shulchan Aruch. Bein Kriya Shema, Bein Shema Nesri, you have to daven before Chatzais. And this is what brought down Shulchan Aruch, and Simon, I think, Reish Lamed Vav over there, that you have to daven Kriya Shema and Shema Nesri before Chatzais. No. Lemaisa, a very interesting thing. The Mishnah Berurah does not talk about what's the din. He speaks about Kriya Shema, obviously, that Kriya Shema you have to daven before Chatzais. Well, you realize, Rabbi Yisai, that we'd have a lot to work with if it was only Kriya Shema. So I can find 10 minutes to say Kriya Shema. I can find 5 minutes to say Kriya Shema, for sure. Right? And then I'll daven the Shema Nesrei after Chatzais. If I get Shema Nesrei the whole night, we're in business. Right? And if it's only the Kriya Shema, so I'll say the Kriya Shema before I find 5 minutes to say Kriya Shema, Vasa Geferlich. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's already a Lechatchila. until the Chachila. No, so okay, that Chachila I won't have. It's a Talmud Torah, the Rabbim. So that Chachila is nishkeferlich, right? But that already we have what to talk about. This isn't okay. Any time you guys are gonna, you're gonna be on a date or whatever, or any time. This happens all the time. A person wants to know. I'm about to hit Chatzais. Talach is bevadai Krishma for sure. The Chachila you have to daven for Chatzais. There's no shaila. The Krishma for sure. We're clearing now. What about Shmoneh Atzeret? So Abisvara, Pastor Shmoneh Atzeret should also be included. Now there's no Giloy. It's very interesting in the Mishabura over there in Reish Lam Heilis. Now it doesn't mention a thing. In a different siman, in siman Kuf Ches, over there it talks about Tashlumim. Mishabura brings down a very interesting machlekes. Derech Chaim in the Prima Garden. Derech Chaim was in the Nesivis. Derech Chaim is a heavyweight also. And when a Rav became a Rav in Europe, as Taipa said, he used to buy a Derech Chaim Siddur of the Nesivis. And that's how he passed in Chaylos. That means that in Halacha, Derech Chaim was a very Neskabel Sefer. The Derech Chaim says over there, unbelievable Chiddush. The Derech Chaim says that let's say you have to daven Tashlumim, listen closely. If you have to daven Tashlumim for a Mincha, you missed a Mincha. So now you're davening two Myrivs. So he says, you can only daven two Myrivs until Chatzais. You can only daven two Myrivs until Chatzais. He says, why? Because since after Chatzais, Shmoneh Esrei is only Bidiyeved, it's a Bidiyevedic time, you can't do a Tashlum in a Bidiyevedic time. So we have the answer to our Shaila. Right? So now we have the answer to our Shaila. That you're not allowed to daven L'chatchila, Shmoneh Esrei, after Chatzais. Okay, that's what we're looking for. Right? The Mishabura brings down, Omnom. However, the Prima Gadim argues, and if you look in the Prima Gadim argues because of this. He says, what are you talking about? Ma'ariv you have the whole night. Kriyashma you have until Chatzais. Okay, fight. A fight. No, I tell you a cloud. When the Mishabura says the word Avol, Avol this, I've told you this I think a few times, Avol this, it means it's paskening. And Avol is a psak. I heard from Avol Yashiv, I heard from Rav Scheinberg. Avol, but, is a psak. Omnom, I don't know. I never heard from Rav Yashiv, Scheinberg. Omnom sounds to me like Avol. It's like a first cousin of an Avol, right? Omnom. However, right? Avol, Omnom. Okay, it's an extra letter. Every drop of ink in the Mishnah Berurah was carefully weighed. Right? So if he added one extra letter, we have to know why he said Omnom and he didn't say Avol. So I can't tell you, I admit, I do not know the answer to this. Is that a psak? But at least, you know, I would have said, B'makom Talmud Torah D'Rabim, I could be soymech to say the Kriya Shema, and I'll daven the Shmoneh Esrei afterward. That's what I thought. I'll tell you another thing. The Mishnah Berurah himself says you should know that this entire discussion is not pashut. The Bi'ur Halacha says that that's the shita of the, I think it was Rabbi Shem Gamliel, the Chachamim don't paskin like that. I remember the shita, but the Bi'ur Halacha brings down that there's another shita, and it's a big machlokes, and some shitas hold that you have to have the whole entire night for Kriya Shema, not like Shulchan Aruch. That really, l'chatchila, the entire night, you can daven Kriya Shema and Shmoneh Esrei. So the Mishnah Berurah ends off, mamish my case, and he says, "No, b'makim talmud Torah derabim, you could be soymech on these shitas." Okay, so I'm potter, I'm okay. B'makim talmud Torah derabim, yeah, mamish this case that I could be soymech and I could daven the whole night. I'll say Kriya Shema before, because what does it hurt? Ma'isa, I saw a pelot kazach. So halacha l'maisa, every one of the bachim over here, right? You're on a date, and the date is going long. And if you're going to tell her, I need to stop for Meirev in a shul, she's going to think you want to from people, from us, like for Meirev, and Meirev's a shush, what's going on here? Remember, he doesn't want to show, he's afraid to, you know, he didn't want to wear a yarmulke on the first day because he doesn't want her to think, right? No, so, you know, whatever, right? So this case over here, is he mechuyev to go and tell her, I'm just being excused a minute, you know, and go into like some corner, you know, he doesn't want anybody to think he's on the face, like talking to himself. So what do you do? You know, so you know, whatever, you know, he'll convince a chaneitza. I hope I just didn't give you guys aitzes, but you know, I'm a vince chaneitza. Should he daven bichides before Chatzais, or should he just wait and he'll go to the Rabbi Landel's, you know, go to Landel's shul after Chatzais and he'll get a minion, right? And if you're from out of town, so you'll go to Landel's also, you'll figure out a way, right? You'll find an eitzah. No? So what should he do? So after hearing today's shir, what would you paskin? You say, look, it's a very nice thing to daven before Chatzais for sure. But about the Tefillah B'Tzibris, Tefillah B'Tzibris, no Shaila would beat out on Chatzais. There's no Shaila at Tefillah B'Tzibris. You would say, what could you do? And in my case, it's a Kal Chomer, because Talmud Torah Rabbim. And in your case, it's making a Shidduch and whatever, it's a Gadol or whatever. Okay, the Maisa, this is my Psak. And the Shir ends here. That's Maisa, my Psak, and that is the Psak. Right? I saw a Pelet Gezach. What? That you say Shema and Taka, you're allowed b'di'evet to daven Shmoneh Esrei the whole night, and it's more, it's better to daven with a minion than to daven before Chatzais Shmoneh Esrei.
If you're out of town, there's not going to be a minion. So you're out of town.
That's anyways a problem. I mean, that has nothing to do with.
No, it's not going to be a minyan.
So what's the shayla? Fine. So anyways, you have the problem. So you're right. Right.
So should you daven before
chatzos? Sure, you should try
Yichidus
to get a minion of
Adam.
You just said he's got the minion after. If he doesn't have the minion,
and,
what?
I think
one moment. The ma'aseh. This is my psak. And that the ma'aseh. The shir is over here. Right. That's the ma'aseh. I saw Ben Sina B'Shal. He says a dover pel. I just want to show you. I'm not saying this is the psak, but I just want to show you the extent of how serious he takes this problem. Ben Sina B'Shal Paskin's not like I said. He passes it down like this. He says the Shulchan Aruch says doesn't make a differentiation between Kriya Shema and Shemoyne Esrei, right? Even though I told you the Prima Gadim does. But he says the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say. So if the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, the Stima Sadvarim is both. Kriya Shema and Shemoyne Esrei, right? So he says, Im Kain, therefore it's Aser to daven after Chatzais. As a Lechatzais. So if a Jew comes to us and says to us, should I get a minion after Chatzais or should I daven b'chis? It happens all the time. You're by the Kaisel and it's a Myrav, let's say now it's like 11:30, right? You're looking at the watch, it's 11:22. Right? If I daven right now, I daven bechidus, I'm okay. If I don't daven right now, I'm not going to get, you know, I'm not going to get chatzos. This is a meisim b'kol yoim, especially in the winter. Right? When Tzina B'Shal Paskins daven bechidus. Daven bechidus. He takes this issue so seriously of not davening after chatzos, it's better to daven bechidus. Again, that's not the psak. You see from the Mishabur, it's mamish not the psak. Mamish not the psak. With the cheshbonos that we're making, it's not the psak. But l'maisa, you just see how serious this inyan is. I think most of us, we always thought, like, davening before chatzos, it's like a nice thing, right? Rabbi Tzion B'Shal says, it's such a nice thing, it beats minyan. Okay, again, not the psak. It's not the psak. But al kaponim, aloch lemaisa. So what do we see today? After Baruch Hu, right? We saw today, Meir's Meshus, right? After Baruch Hu, so then, that's it. Game over. Everything starts, right? We saw that, you know, a Meir de Kechidish, a Moira de Kechidish, Moira Ksia de Kechidish, that Meir on Friday night is the Raisa. I mean, tonight's Ma'ariv has to be Nitshayich. A boy said, it's going to be like you know, like hair standing. And, right? Not shy. Is it an in Shabbos?
No.
What?
It's an optional Shabbos.
It's an optional Shabbos. Who's keeping? Who's keeping? Okay. Right. But Al-Kabanim, optional Shabbos. And you remind me of a story. With that, I'll end. There was a person who went on this big Shabbos, this Maritika Shabbos, that all the people kept Shabbos, right? Parshas Noyach, right? You know, so everybody kept Shabbos. So Maisa, he came back after Shabbos, and he told his friend that, you know, before he came to Shabbos, there were two shilas he had about these Jews. Us Jews, right? My father's also Jewish. And we had two shilas. One was, like, you know, it was a very nice Shabbos. He said the two shilas, one of them is Meyushev, one of them isn't Meyushev. No, what are the two shilas? He says, Friday night, they come home, right? Wine. Right? A few minutes into the meal, right? Blumpf, schnapps. A few minutes later, you know, oh, nachal chashev, wine. No, right? Shabbos morning, you know, wine. Kiddush before. Kiddush club, schnapps. Right? A few minutes later, schnapps, right? Shalosh shudis, kovei al yayin, the Rambam, you have to kovei al yayin. So he says, look, so before Shabbos, I had two shilas. One was, why these people don't drive on Shabbos? Right? Thus is miyushiv. Right? Why they turn on lights, I still don't know. Okay, Shabbos.